first and foremost. The Patriot team, we got beat. I mean, it's flat and simple. We have things we need to correct and fix, and we're currently working on those. And we'll do the best we can to run the ball efficiently and pass when need be and do what we have to do.
Who can explain better than you the Patriot mentality, the Patriot way, and their attitude going into games like this?
Well, I can't really comment for them. They are who they are. They're a very well coached, very disciplined team, and I mean, their record speaks for itself.
And a total business attitude when it comes to games like this, starting from their head coach.
Absolutely. It's always been that way, and I'm sure going forward it always will be.
So much did their changing defensive fronts throw you guys off last game?
The score dictates more than anything for us, and we threw the ball late in the game, and because of that, and so we'll just see going forward, and we'll try and be ready for everything. This is the playoffs. It's win or go home, and so we expect a lot of different fronts, and expect anything they throw at us, we got to find an answer for.
But you guys had the most productive quarter, I think, since 1992 by any team rushing the ball in that first quarter. Was it the turnovers that changed the tide that you guys had to get away from run, or was it what they were doing defensively more than that?
I would say everything. This is a team game, and you have to do well offensively, defensively, and in the special teams area. So I would say it was a team collaboration on why and what happened in that game, and that's how we'll leave it.
And you were a veteran group, so it's not like changing from a front, four-man front to a three-man front. I mean, it's not going to throw you guys completely off.
It is what it is. As a team, as an offensive line, you prepare the best you can, and you have to be ready for everything. And this is the playoffs. Anything goes. And like I said, it's win or go home.
Belichick defenses, they throw more at you than others.
Not necessarily. He'll have a game plan. He'll stick to it. And like every team, you try and find answers for everything. So
how do you characterize his defenses?
Well, you'd have to ask him. he is the man in charge there, so you'd have to ask him about that.
Well, when you think back to that game, I mean, you guys are right there. You got a 10-point lead, 9-point lead. If you don't start fumbling the ball, is that kind of your memory? If you don't self-destruct, it's a different game?
Well, absolutely, but you can't dwell on it. Whether you turn the ball over on offense, get a pick on defense or in special teams areas, you have to find a way. And like I said earlier, it's the playoffs. So expect everything and be ready for as much of it as you can be.
I know you didn't want the opportunity this way, but what's it been like for you to get this opportunity and seemingly the offensive line hasn't missed a beat?
I'm just trying to do my part, my role. We miss Coop terribly. He was a phenomenal leader here and we miss him a lot, and we wish it wouldn't have happened. But I just have tried to step in and play my role that I'm supposed to, and that's to help out in situations like this. And I'm just trying to play as best I can and try and be mistake-free and help the guys out on both sides of me.
You've been in the huddle with both of them. Can you tell me a difference in the huddle, Tom Brady, Tim Tebow?
I won't compare. That's apples and oranges. Two different teams and things like that. And they're both good players, both good leaders, and both will find a way to win no matter what they can do.
Is Brady in complete control all the time?
I would say it's characteristic of a good quarterback. He always has charge, and Tim always has charge, and never be too high, never be too low, and good quarterbacks have that.
Other than the turnovers, what do you think is the biggest thing from an offensive line perspective that has to change to have success in the second time around against this team?
Those are tough questions that I answer because of the situation. You don't know what situation you're in, so I'll never predict what we have to do or even try and answer that. It's hard.
Have you ever experienced a season like this, with Tebow mania and stuff like that?
I've been very fortunate to be in a few Super Bowl runs, and I going back to the hype and things that surround that, there is some characteristics that are similar to that. It is what it is. How I said it earlier, if you're successful, you're still playing, and that's really what matters. If our team's successful, and we'll still be playing.
Is that what is your favorite Belichick line, by the way? It is what it is.
Yeah, I learned it a long time ago there, but it's true a lot of times because it's hard to sit there. You can't compare and predict anything because none of us know.
How much of that stuff doesn't wipe away? I mean, mean, I'm sure those are some of the most special years of your career. You went 2 rings there. But how much of that Patriot stuff is kind of like ingrained in you?
Oh, it would always be a great memory for me, no doubt. You know, I was a part of some great runs and great memories, and I still have a few friends that play there. So I have great memories, and that'll never go away. You can never take that away from me. But we're here now, and we're trying to make them here.
Is it cool or interesting or quirky that Josh McDaniels was one of the guys who brought you in here, and now he's literally a week later on the other side?
Well, I'll stay away from that altogether because, you know, that's out of my hands. That is what it is. Like we said earlier, and I can't control that. That's for the Patriots and not us. And we're two different teams now, and so we're trying to go forward.
Did you guys keep a swear jar in Foxborough, like for how many times people said it is what it is?
Yeah. well, it's, you know, I'll tell you this: if you threw a few dollars in there, you know, you never know. But we don't have such things around here, so it doesn't matter.
What is it about Tim that leads to this Tebow mania?
You know, you're the media. You guys know more than I do.
You guys have
made it what it is, and I just think he's a great leader and a good quarterback who's trying to help our team win, and that's the bottom line.
Is it at all a distraction, or how does it affect the team to have one guy? I mean, his own word, Tebow mania. We had Beatle mania and a few things in between, but
well. You know, I'm his teammate, so all I care about is how good a football he plays, and I'll let you guys worry about the rest.
What do you make of it, though? What do you think of it?
I think it's great for him. You know, he has a name, and you know, and he's a great person, and he stood up for what he believes, and he's just going forward with it.
Thanks, Russ.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Rustin.